There's Valentine's Day, which is all about love. But it doesn't necessarily mean the romantic type. I'm Pauline, and this is today's episode of Wit, Wisdom, and Wrinkles. So today we're celebrating all kinds of love, self-love, for family, for besties. Yes, even a little romance if you have it. So whether you're spending the day with a partner, your grandkids, your besties, or just yourself, let's make it meaningful. So self-love is always first because if, let's face it, if we don't love ourselves, we can't love others. So what are you going to do to love yourself today? Maybe some spa treatment, either at a spa or at home, or a coffee date just with you. So one of those really lovely coffee mixtures that you just don't get at home. Cherish your people. Think of some fun ways to show love to your grandkids, to your family, to those lifelong friends of yours. And if you do have romantic love, it doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be trite. You know, chocolate and flowers are fine, but as somebody asked me yesterday, what am I going to do today? And it's like, well, I'm not going out to dinner because the prices are high on Valentine's Day. And she said, yes, I told my husband, if you want to buy me flowers, buy them next week. They'll be half the price. So, if you have a romantic partner, maybe just an extra hug. Telling them once more how much you love them. That's pretty romantic. And the power of gratitude that you have people in your life, whoever they are, but people that you love and appreciate. It's wonderful to think about all those people. So, no matter who you're with today, today is a day to celebrate love. So, that means put away the negative thoughts, turn off the news. You don't need the negative inputs. And just think about all the love you have in your life and appreciate it and reach out to one person. Or many people. So I hope you have a day full of love. And of course, some laughter. Thanks for being with me here today, and I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.